Blog Talk Radio. Something I'm not quite sure what that is. My guest today is Megan King. And she's having a little bit of a technical problem. I'm not quite sure what that is. Megan, are you there?
Barrett, there's a lot of
feedback. If you have your original one, I think you need to turn it off again.
I'm here, but it's there's a lot of feedback and it keeps repeating.
Bit of a technical problem right now, folks, so just hold on a moment and we'll get ourselves clear in a moment. I'm going to put you on hold a bit here. Hi, Tegan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Barrett.
Okay. That happens if you had the site up on the internet.
Ah, okay.
It caused feedback.
My apologies for that.
No problem. People do it all the time, actually, when they call into a radio station. They think they can listen to themselves at the same time that they call in, and it causes feedback.
That makes sense that it wouldn't work then.
So I apologize to everyone out there. That was a bit of a really awakening beginning. So now we know people are at least awake and alert. Oh, boy. So welcome, everyone, to Live with Barrett. And this is a radio show that I do as part of my company, which is Barrett Clemenson Powell, where I basically support women entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship and helping people to integrate their lives, to have a well-integrated, well-balanced life. And I am starting a series of interviews with some wonderful entrepreneurs that I have encountered that I am very glad to meet. They're doing some wonderful, exciting things. And today we are talking with Tegan Fee. And we're actually quite far apart. She is over in a part of the world that I really would love to visit one day. So I want to welcome Tegan. She is a holistic entrepreneur who is doing some fantastic things with meditation and yoga. So let's kind of just get started. Tegan, can you tell us where are you, first of all, and what are you doing there?
I'm in New Zealand, and I've just spent the last 2.5 years living in Mexico, and before that I was living in Australia for 15 years. And I've come back to New Zealand for a while, basically to connect with my family. So my family live here. I'm actually originally from New Zealand, and I've basically come back for a bit of R&R.
Oh, that
rest
sounds
and relaxation.
Yes, I have to ask a question since you've actually said that. If you dare to tell us, might I ask if you are about 50?
I'm 45.
Okay. I ask that because I was talking with an astrologer mentor friend of mine who's I told him that I had recently come home to be with my family, and it just seems circumstances brought me to this place, actually. I hadn't planned it, but it worked out that way. And I said, yes, I told him I'm dealing with family stuff. And he said, that's good, because he said, at this point in life, he said, this is when you need to deal with the family and the family stuff, and the people who don't do it don't have a good third age.
Yes, I can imagine that, Barrett, absolutely.
So, what is it that you are doing with your company, Tegan Fee? Can you kind of give us a little bit of background about how you came to do this?
Okay. Well, I went to India in my late 20s. And I decided to become a yoga teacher. I've been practicing yoga for many, many years, and was always interested in it and interested in spirituality. So I ended up moving to Australia after that trip, and I did my first yoga teacher training course for 2 years, and left corporate work. I was an IT project manager, of all things, for many years to become a yoga teacher. And I worked as a full-time yoga teacher, but I became very disillusioned with the way that yoga is taught in the West. So I went and retrained in another discipline or another lineage that is more focused on using yoga as a healing modality, so really applying the tools of yoga, and particularly in a one-on-one setting, to help people to transform.
Can you say how have you found that yoga is being taught in the West that didn't quite sit well with you?
Well, the way that a lot of yoga is taught in the West is that the student is applied to yoga as opposed to the other way around. So this is why we're seeing a lot of injuries. So, you know, people go to a class and, you know, the practice may not necessarily suit them. It may not necessarily suit their mind, their body, or their emotions. And, you know, in India, yoga was always taught one-on-one originally. So this whole idea of classes has just become a Western interpretation of yoga. So I went, I did this teacher training and had a really wonderful mentorship. And I also trained as a life coach with a really strong foundation in somatic psychotherapy. So looking at the way that we process emotions through our body. And this led me to working for people who suffer from mental health issues. And I worked for an organization for many years as a consultant slash therapist. And they would call me in when they had somebody who was suffering from mental health issues that needed to get back to work. These people were long-term unemployed clients. And I would see them and design yoga practices for them as part of the therapeutic setting. And a lot of these people had been seeing psychologists and psychiatrists for many years and weren't able to make that shift into really healing and moving on with their lives. And it was amazing.
That can be very difficult. Medication. You know, if they're seeing psychiatrists and being prescribed medication, it can be very difficult to heal.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that medication definitely has its place. But, you know, like a lot of the, you know, the medical system often, you know, it doesn't look at the actual symptoms and the actual causes of the problem. And so, you know, when this giving people a yoga or meditation practice teaches them about how to become mindful and how to really check in with where they're holding stress and tension, where they may be holding emotional energy within their body. And also it teaches them about their mind and the way that their mind is creating their reality. That work has led me to developing a suite of programs. I've just developed the first program, which is called Conquer Your Depression with the Power of Yoga and Meditation. So it consists of 34 lectures, 3 yoga classes, and 6 meditations. So it's a really comprehensive program based
on... This is online, isn't it?
This is all online. Yes. So through my work, I came up with 7 keys that I believe are absolutely critical in helping people to heal emotional issues and, you know, anxiety and depression, depending on the severity of their depression. And so this is what this program is based on, these 7 keys. Includes these yoga practices and the meditations.
Okay. I would love it if you would tell us a little bit about these 7 keys. That would be really wonderful. And if you could do that, we're going to take a little bit of a break here and come back in about 90 seconds. And if you would tell us just a little bit about how this works, these steps that you have found, that would be great, because depression is something that so many people are suffering from. And I think especially in the world now, there are a lot of people who are holding things within their body and most certainly could use steps to help to relieve themselves of that energy. So we'll be back in a moment with Tegan B, and she will talk with us about some of the 7 keys regarding to deal with depression. I'm Barrett Clemens from Talk, and we'll be back in a moment.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to Live with Barrett. I am your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and our special guest today is holistic entrepreneur Tegan Fee of New Zealand, and she is about to tell us some of the seven keys to dealing with depression. Tegan?
Hi. Okay.
Hi, so, welcome back.
Thank you. So the first key is about mastering and healing the mind. So, you know, I believe that depression and all of our emotional issues begins in the mind. And many of us don't actually understand the way that we're thinking and the way that our thinking influences our emotions and the way that we experience life. So in this first module, we really explore the mind and the way that our mind is constructed. And the yogis, I use a lot of yoga philosophy in this first module because the ancient yogis had a really beautiful understanding about mind and the obstacles to clear thinking. So, you know, one of the big ones is misperception and the way that we misperceive our reality. And so this first key is very much about understanding mind and developing awareness about how our own mind is influencing our reality. The second key is about how do we rewire the brain to create positive emotional experiences? Because every time we have a thought, we are creating an emotional experience in the body. And this is actually there's a chemical reaction that happens within the body. So in order to break the link between the mind and the emotions, we need to put something in place that calms and eases the mind. And the best thing to do this is to become embodied or to become very mindful of where we're feeling things in our physical body. And then working with that, so learning how to anchor our awareness in our physical being and really sensating what we are feeling. Because when you anchor your awareness in your physical body, it actually calms and stills the mind. And you can also become very aware of the way that the mind is influencing the emotions and then the way that the emotions are influencing your mind.
Okay, so we can actually do this ourselves. Change the chemistry in a way.
Absolutely. Because what scientists have found is that people, that we all do this, that we our brains become neurologically wired around behavioral thinking patterns. So, you know, if we've got a mind that tends to be quite negative, or it's been trained into negative thinking or trained into being negative towards self, then the brain actually learns to support that way of thinking. And then they've discovered also, there was this wonderful woman called Candace Pert, who was a neuroscientist, who discovered that, you know, every time you have a thought, there's a chemical that is released into your bloodstream, and that is a chemical for an emotion. And then this chemical will find a landing pad on a cell, and when it finds the right landing pad, it locks in, and then the body starts to vibrate with that particular emotion. But what happens is that when you have a particular way of thinking, like negative thinking, for example, the brain becomes very neurologically structured around that thinking, and then you've got more of those chemicals that are swimming around in your system, And what Candace Pert discovered is that the cells actually, when they have landing pads for these chemicals for emotions, if they are constantly receiving a chemical for a certain emotion, then they will actually create more landing pads for that emotion when in the process of mitosis, which is when the cells multiply. So then you get this really interesting feedback loop between mind and emotions that is incredibly difficult to change. And this is why it is very difficult for somebody who suffers from depression to actually get out or to move from that experience. And, you know, often we tell people, well, you know, you have to learn to think positively. Well, it's actually incredibly difficult to learn how to think positively when your brain is structured around this kind of thinking. So the key is to put something in place on a daily basis, like a yoga practice or a meditation practice, that slowly changes the neurological wiring in the brain. And the way that we do this in yoga therapy is that we add in visualization in the practice and breathing techniques and things that help to bring the mind and the brain, particularly the mind, into more of a positive framework or frame of mind. And then over time, the student really starts to see these changes take place. It's really beautiful.
I can truly believe this. I was reading an article, or actually several articles, I should say, in for something that I've been doing, where I've become very, very much a proponent of sleep, of napping, especially over the last year. And it is something that I share with my clients that I work with, that daily nap is so important. And one of the things they've recently come out with is that we need to be getting at least 8 hours of sleep at night, because that is the length of time our body needs us to be asleep so it can wash our brain of chemicals.
Absolutely. And, you know, we live in such our environment we're so overstimulated, and we have lost that connection, I believe, to our core essence or to our heart space. And our heart space and where we feel things is in our bodies. But most of us are so up in our heads because of all of the stimulation around us that we've become disconnected from our bodies, from the earth.
If we don't get enough sleep, apparently it can be linked to dementia.
Absolutely. And, you know, sleep, of course, is vitally important. You know, this is what this whole program is based on, and you know, I've designed three yoga classes that help with this process. You know, each one is about half an hour long, and you know, the student on this program will start with one of the yoga practices. They do it every day, and then throughout the program we change to the next yoga practice, and then we finish with the last one. Over the at least minimum 14 weeks of participating in the program. But the other elements that I cover in this program are, you know, how to heal the fragmented aspects of self. So, you know, often as children, we learn to deny aspects of self, and those aspects get pushed down in the psyche. So I've got this beautiful module in the program that teaches people how to actually reclaim those aspects of self and how to work with them in a really enriching way insofar as developing relationship with the denied aspects of self. Then there is another module on how to release emotional pain from the body. So in this module, we talk very much again about embodied awareness, and I teach people how to become embodied, and also about the importance of deep relaxation, which Barrett ties into what you are saying about the power of sleep. But working with deep relaxation and conscious relaxation can really help someone to integrate the mind, the body, and really help them to connect in with the heart. The fifth module is about the power of the breath. So really working with the breath to reduce stress and tension in the mind. And interestingly, the ancient yogis said that the breath is a link between the mind and the emotions. And the body. You can change the mind by changing the breath, and you can also change the state of the body by working with and altering the breath. So that's a really...
Well, that must be why we constantly say to people, when people are so upset and tense about something, breathe. Because we forget to breathe. We forget to inhale and exhale. We actually hold our breath.
Yes, and holding the breath actually creates a lot of stress and tension in the body and the mind. And it's interesting because, life is in the breath. It's the, we can live without water. We can live without food for many days. But if we were stuck underwater, we'd die pretty quickly without breath. So breath is incredibly important on so many levels, physically and energetically.
That sounds very important. You have two more? To explain. Why don't we take a little break here, and okay. I'm going to get a glass of water. And then when we come back, if you could explain the remaining two keys, that would be wonderful. We are speaking with Tegan Fee in New Zealand. Well, really, of the world. She's just been everywhere teaching meditation and yoga. She is a wonderful holistic entrepreneur. And we'll hear about those two keys. And not only that, a little bit about how she has actually set herself up as an entrepreneur and what she does to keep her entrepreneurial practice thriving. This is Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and we'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and our special guest today is holistic entrepreneur Tegan Fee. She has a wonderful website called teganfee.com. You can go there and find out some of the wonderful offerings that she has. She's doing some really wonderful things that are making a difference in the world, online therapy, and also offer some online study that she has arranged. She's been telling us about the seven keys in dealing with depression, and she has two more keys to explain to us. And also, we're going to hear from Tegan about being an entrepreneur and the maybe a little bit more of the technical side and the side about being a woman who's out there and taking care of business. Tegan?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so the last two keys are the sixth key. I call it changing up your emotions, which is very much about teaching people how to move up. There is this wonderful tool called the Emotional Guidance Scale. And one of the big problems that people have that I mentioned earlier is you can't jump from feeling depressed and feeling despair to feeling joyful and feeling in love with who you are. It's just too big a jump. But you can move from feeling depressed and feeling despair, etc., to then up to feeling angry and feeling blame, which mm-hmm. is one step up. And, you know, emotions have a vibrational frequency. So, you know, some emotions are very low in vibration and some are higher, like joy and happiness. So that's what this key is about. It's teaching people that you can make small changes to your emotions, and then over time you can learn how to move up into some of the more positive emotions. And then lastly, I have included a module about eating and exercising for mental and emotional well-being. And when I work with my clients in my therapeutic practice, this is usually the first place that I start. Because if somebody does not have a life-affirming diet, so they're not eating a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables and you know, foods that are really good for you and really healthy, you know, they may be eating a lot of takeaways or a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of sugar, then that will be affecting the way that they are feeling about the world and also about the mind, because food has such a powerful influences our hormones and all of our chemistry, which also affects the mind. So, and, you know, I look at exercise in that as well, putting an exercise program in place. So it's a very comprehensive program, and I'm getting some really good feedback from people that are, you know, psychologists and social welfare that are just saying, wow, this is one of the most powerful programs I've ever seen. So this is available now on my website.
Okay. Well, wow, that sounds like an incredible course, and I've looked, and the price that you're for what you're getting, the price that you're offering this for, in a way, people are really getting away with something. That is an incredible offering, Tegan, for what people will walk away with for the
I just want to get this work out there, you know, it is really, really powerful, and I want to see as many people benefit from it as possible. So that's why I've made it accessible for people.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What is it that inspires you to get up in the morning and to do this work? What is it that has gotten you started to do this from a spiritual perspective?
From a spiritual perspective, well, I really feel inspired by helping others to change their lives. And I, you know, I'm a people person, so I find working with people incredibly inspiring. And it also teaches me a lot about myself. You know, I think as a teacher, you know, you're also learning so much. It's a two-way exchange, and you're always learning. So that's what gets me out of bed in the morning, and also because I'm passionate about it. You know, and I'm an interesting person, actually, because I do come from a business background. I've worked as an IT project manager, and I've worked as a change management consultant, and I've worked as a trainer facilitator for many years. So I really enjoy that side of developing a business as well, and how do we get it out there, and the problem solving aspect that is associated with that. So I just really enjoy what I do.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, with what you do and being an entrepreneur, can you talk a little bit about how you actually got started with getting Tegan Fee together, the website, and making it look as good as it looks? Because let me tell you, people, when you go to her website, it's impressive. It is absolutely impressive. Tegan has done something really incredible there. And I know from looking at websites over the years, back to when I started with my first website in 1998, this website is just gorgeous. So tell us a little bit about how you got this up to present yourself to the world.
Oh, thank you so much, Barrett. Well, it's interesting because I had my business. My business was actually under another name called The Bodhi Connection. And then I made the decision last year, because I've been, you know, working in this area for a very long time, and I've taught, you know, I run retreats, and I've been running retreats and workshops for many, many years in New Zealand, Australia, Peru, and Mexico. And so I decided to rebrand myself as me. So it was a big step forward, because I found that branding myself under the Bodhi Connection wasn't quite working, because people weren't making that connection. And so this is why I developed the site, and I did it myself, which was quite an amazing feat. But basically that's how Tegan Fee came about. And so my vision is to become self-sustainable from an online platform. So I want to just keep developing programs. I've got so many ideas about things that I want to develop into courses. You know, I even had someone the other day ask me if I would develop a course for pregnant women on how to deal with stress and how to connect with their baby. So, you know, that's a project I'm interested in, and because I've worked in the corporate environment, you know, there are many things that I want to do in that space as well.
So basically, I know there are a lot of online learning platforms out there, and there seems to be a new one each day. I get lots of emails about that. And you've elected to put yours on, to have your own platform, as you said, to be self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than spread yourself out there with others. So part of being an entrepreneur for you has been to basically be your own resource in that sense.
That's right. Yes. So my aim at the moment, and what we're focusing on now, is building a database to get people involved in what I'm doing, and you know, I really, the next step for me is to actually offer membership plans. So the actual site that I have chosen, and this is why I chose this theme to develop my website from, is that it offers a membership plan option. So, you know, I have this goal of offering online meditation classes and yoga classes and doing all of these, you know, different classes and different spaces that people from all around the world can log in and enjoy. So it's quite an exciting prospect when you think that your business is actually going out there to the world. And unfortunately, with the kind of work that I do, you know, when you are the resource, it's there is only so much you can do. Because
I was
just
going to say that, because what do you do to take care of yourself? You can't be all there 100% all the time for everyone else. What are you doing for Tegan?
Well, this is, you know, it's very interesting that you say this, because, you know, when I worked as a counselor for many years, and, you know, dealing with people that are very much in, you know, in a very negative space in their life, and, you know, that's the role of the counselor, is to help people through that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was hard going, and, you know, I was also teaching yoga at night, and but there was only so many hours in the day and so many people you could see in the day without burning out. So in this way, I don't actually feel that it's not as taxing on me. And, you know, I have my own meditation and yoga practice in place. I love spending time out in nature, and I've got really beautiful family and friends in my life. So, you know, I'm fulfilled in many different ways, which
so
helps
in a way,
me.
You can use technology to create, to put your product online and to make it available to more people, automating it in a sense, frees you up to have a time for yourself to be able to have a balanced life as an entrepreneur.
And this is actually a really good way of doing that, is by putting things online, because, you know, it's you know, you still need to, I still support my students, and I love doing that, but it's not as, you know, it's not as taxing on my energy. You know, once you know, developing a program like this takes a lot of time. I mean, it took me 6 months with writing the content and, you know, filming the content and filming yoga classes and you know, going into the music studio to record meditations and everything. So, you know, it is a lot of work, and it's very time intensive. But once you've got that program there, it's amazing. You know, it's there and it's online, and people can access it over and over and over. So it's a wonderful way to launch yourself in business, is to get an online presence and to offer, you know, products or services online.
Okay, yes. I truly believe in that, having started doing online classes a few months ago, which is how I met you.
yes.
By starting to teach through online classes instead of the one-to-one, because I found that I needed more time for myself, most definitely. If you had to tell a woman who was to be an entrepreneur, who was getting out there, what three things would you tell her that she really needs to know in order to be a success?
Okay. So the first thing, and this is what I've learned over the years, is that when people start out in business, often they try and cut corners and they try and do things themselves. Say, for example, the marketing. And I am a strong believer now that you need to do what you are good at doing, and you need to get the professionals on board to work on the other sides of your business, and particularly the marketing component. So I would say, do not waste time trying to market your business yourself unless you have that skill base. Pay
okay.
for somebody to do it for you.
Okay. All right.
The second one is that you need patience. It does take time. And you need to just really dig in for the long term. And know, though, and really believe in yourself, and really believe that you will become successful, and particularly if you're working with the right people. And the third thing is that, you know, if you're working for yourself, you need to manage your time really well. So I treat my working week as a working week. So I start work at 9 in the morning and I finish work at 5 o'clock at night. So, and I've always done that. And it has really helped me to remain nice and focused and very clear about that this is my work and I need to commit the time to it. And I also project plan a lot. And I think this is important as well. You know, you need every week, what do I want to achieve this week? Am I on track? And put your tasks in place and really map out from day to day what you want to accomplish. Because otherwise you can just be, you know, you're not focused enough and you need to have that clear direction. So those would
okay,
be my
suggestions. Good time management. Stay focused on what you're good at and let someone else do, for example, the marketing. And that third one, which was actually number two.
The third one is about time management and setting goals and being very clear about the direction that you're going in from week to week.
Yes. And keeping yourself balanced.
And also networking with other people is amazing as well. You know, it's networking with, well, like you and I met on a social network that's supporting women in business. And it's a wonderful way to learn and to grow.
Yes, it most definitely is. And the self-care part, I think, is very important. But one of the things I learned, I don't know if you know, because I don't think I said in the arena in which we met, that I am an ordained minister. And part of my training in seminary, because you have to actually go to school, get a master's degree in theology, and then you, in addition to that, you are in a system where they also deal then with your spiritual and emotional, psychological aspects. See, if you, this is your calling, and so there's more guidance. It's more than just getting an academic degree. It's sort of both. And one of the things that we really focus on is self-care, because you can't be a caregiver 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and have no support system. So, for example, when we were we take clinical pastoral education, which is how you, when you see ministers in as chaplains in a hospital or a nursing home, typically they're in a clinical pastoral education program or have gone through one. And one of the things that we learn to do as part of the medical team is that we have to debrief. We can't take on all of the ills, the literal ills of people, and then have it go nowhere but within us. So, yes, self-care is very, very important for your spirit, for your physical health, for your psychological health.
Absolutely. And, you know, and also having fun, you know, I think that, you know, when you are starting a business or, you know, it can get very, very serious and you know, you can focus more on I've got to earn money and I've got to this and I've got to that. But, you know, life is always in the present and it's always in the here and now. So I think it's really good to have that perspective and to remind yourself of that and just to come back in and say, okay, where am I now, and breathe and just enjoy the beauty of life that can be found in every given moment. I think that is really important as well, because otherwise
that is really important. That's a great point, Tegan. Fun. So let me ask you, do you for fun? I'm a surfer. I love to surf. And I love to run. And I also love to read, and I love to write. What do
yes,
you like?
Oh, that, well, actually, I love nature. So I love spending time walking outside, going bushwalking, swimming in rivers. You know, I love reading as well. And catching up with really inspiring, nurturing people. So those are the things that I like to do.
Not to tell me about bushwalking, because all I all I have in my mind is I can see a bush, in fact, right now outside my window. What is bushwalking?
Well, that's funny because in, you know, the rest of the world, they call it forest. And for some reason, in Australia and New Zealand, we call it bush. So,
Oh, right. So we have some really interesting going on there in New Zealand. Bushwalking.
Bushwalking, but it's actually walking in the forest.
Okay. Yes. All right, then. Then that I have done. I guess I would call it hiking in the
yes,
United
hiking.
States. Hiking. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let me ask you, you have been to a number of different places, and I would love it if you would just tell us a little bit about some of the places that you've been to, particularly maybe Mexico or something. Let's come back in a minute, take a breath, get another little glass of water. And my name is Barrett Clemenson Powell. I'm the host of Live with Barrett, and our special guest is holistic entrepreneur Tegan Fee of New Zealand. We'll be back in a moment to hear a little bit about some of the places that she's been spreading her love and changing the world. Welcome back to Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and our special guest today is holistic entrepreneur Tegan Fee, who is doing some great things with yoga and meditation to deal with ailments like depression in our society. And she's just been around the world doing some wonderful work. And I asked her if she would take maybe these last few minutes of the show and tell us about some of the places where she has lived and maybe what brought her there to one or two of those places.
Okay. Well, I lived in New Zealand for 26 years and then moved to Melbourne for 15 years. And then I've just spent the last 2.5 years in Mexico. But I've traveled to, you know, I've traveled all through Asia and India, and I've climbed mountains in Nepal and been to Peru. Actually, my partner and I facilitated, we facilitated a retreat in the Amazon jungle in Peru in 2012. And yes, I've just been to some amazing places. I feel very, very lucky. I spent time with the up in Dharamsala in India, in northern India, when the Dalai Lama was in residence. So I got to sit in the temple with him for 5 days and listen to him speak. I also worked with a Buddhist astronomer when I was living in Dharamsala and helped him edit a book for the West about astronomy and Tibetan medicine. So I've had some very magical experiences. And back in 2011, I I did the Annapurna circuit in Nepal, where we trekked for or hiked for 3 weeks up to 5,300 meters and down the other side. So my life has very much been about my spiritual growth, and I found that each country that I've been to has enriched that in some way, or I've learned something about myself through, you know, the process of being away and learning from other people and other cultures. And it's been wonderful, fabulous.
It sounds like such a blessing. Do you learn much from your students?
Absolutely, very much so. In fact, my greatest joy is taking people away for 2 days or longer, and because it's amazing how much we can process things and process things quite quickly when we're in a space or in the group space together and journeying over a period of time. So, you know, I started working with women in Mexico with a colleague of mine, you know, running goddess workshops for women and helping them to connect in with different goddess archetypes to help empower them and help them to really connect in with what it really means to be a woman outside of the social things that we learn about what a woman should be. So, you know, it was really fascinating working with Mexican women in that way, because they're very, very different from Australian women. And you know, and then you've got the spiritual culture that comes from Mexico and very, very enriched
to the different area, to the different culture when you do these goddess empowerment workshops.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, each group of women and each individual within that group, you know, they all bring the richness of their own life and their own experience. So for me, it's just a constant journey of learning and enrichment.
It sounds like it, and in a lot of different places. Well, I have really enjoyed meeting with you here on the radio. I've really enjoyed talking with you today, and I hope to do so more in the future, and of course, ultimately, to actually get to meet, which may well be possible in the next year.
Wow, the world is a small place, Barrett, and thank you so much for the opportunity of coming on your show, and I've thoroughly enjoyed chatting to you too.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on. Well, thank you everyone for being today to Live with Barrett and our special guest, holistic entrepreneur Tegan Fee. Please check out her website, teganfee.com. That's TEAGANFEA.com. Be sure to check out what she is offering there. You'll also find on the episode page for this broadcast and for the podcast, you'll find the URL for her site and for a couple of other things. So again, thank you for listening, and have a wonderful rest of the week.